You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
In sticking with protocol, we start off with how the markets have moved throughout the day. I'm joined on a Wednesday for the first time in a rather long time by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to reflect on the market movements. Uncle David, welcome back from the United States. Hope the trip was good. The markets seem to be rather up and down while you were away, and it seems as though your return has come back with a lot more dollars than rands.
Unfortunately, the rand's still at 1922, which is very uncomfortable if you're in the US or Boston. I was New York, Boston, and that. But the volatility continues, Jimmy. You know, it's up and down. I'm just looking now, having seen two very good days in the US, just seems to be fading now. So I still think we're in for a couple of months of up and down. You know, there might be some kind of relief if we get good results from the tech companies. But after that, it's back to worrying about inflation and geopolitical issues and so on. And, you know, and then the election. So, yeah, it's going to be a busy run in to the end of the year.
Uncle David, what do we make of the United States picture? Because I've been chatting to, I spoke to Chantel Marks yesterday and I spoke to Skulk on Monday around the US dollar persistently sort of being put as the strong currency, the benchmark for everything that's happening. But at the same time, the US is the reason we're not able to cut interest rates because they're not cutting. So if they're not cutting, it puts our central banks in a very difficult position. And the rest of the world, how much longer is this a sustainable picture? Because surely at some point there will be that decoupling where markets are like, we can't do this just because the United States doesn't want to cut.
I don't think anybody wants to try it. Europe <That's true>. Might. You know, the Europeans might do it. Lagarde has hinted that they'll go it alone, and maybe June, I think even the Bank of England might have a cut, but it'll be a small cut, you know, if anything. But sustainable cuts, I don't think will happen until the US starts to cut. In the meantime, I also think tensions around global issues, high inflation, attracting money into US treasuries. And that's why I think you're getting the rand wherever it is. You know, US rates are still high. A very, very volatile market there as well. But I think that it is kind of a safe haven. But equity, we can't complain about equity markets. The S&P over 5,000 is still up 5-6% for the year. NASDAQ still very strong. We're waiting for numbers from the tech companies. And looking at some of the hints, you know, their smaller businesses that are coming out show you that there is a lot of spend around digitization, 5G, AI, all those themes that we've been pushing for some time. So it's still a very strong theme. But Jimmy, it's not easy just to draw a line through it, you know, and make it easy reading.
You say it's not easy, Uncle David, to look at, or the equities are rather doing well at this point. And I'm having a quick squiz at the South African top 40, right? We started the year north of 70,000, 70,200 or so. We're at 68,000. So other markets are performing well, but our equity market is not. Our equity market is still in the red for the year. And there's no clear sign that we're going to break above 70,000 or even 75,000 and finish the year in that respect. Why is it that the South African picture isn't looking the same as the rest of the global pictures?
I wouldn't say if you look at the US, it's driven still by technology. It's still those companies that are dictating the pace and levels that the S&P is trading at. If you go to Europe, I think it's the same kind of thing. It's one or two shares there that are making the running. So it's very much a tech theme. Take that away, and I don't think there's much activity. If I go into our market and I look at some of the mining stocks, you know, there's been a lot of falls there, even though we've had this gold market run. If you look at financials, they've been under a lot of pressure. You look at something like First Rand down 16%, Standard Bank. And yet, Jimmy, how many people have you interviewed this year have told you how good you know, how good the numbers are, and also what high yields they're giving. Yet there hasn't been that demand, you know, for these stocks. Nedbank down, what's that? Discovery down 23%, and so on. So I think that's what's holding us back. There are concerns locally, I think, about the the health of the local economy. And of course, with rates here high, when you're paying 12% on your prime or whatever it is, 11.5, I'm not quite sure where it is, you can't, businesses can't survive paying that kind of interest rate. So I think that's holding us back. But it's a very confined market. It's still the Magnificent Seven. You know, it's still very much that market that is giving us the underpin.
I definitely want to do a deeper dive, perhaps at another time, around the African market, because I was looking at an interesting number when I was looking at the Botswanan economy. They seem to have a much lower lending rate from the central bank to commercial banks, which then, as you mentioned, makes it easier for businesses to borrow from banks as well. And they seem to have a stronger currency. They've got a much lower GDP. I'd love to see, from an analytical point of view, how we rank up against other African emerging markets. But I suppose we'll have to wait until we actually have electricity beyond the 29th of May, because that seems to be up in the air at the moment. We're loving the fact that we don't have it now, but I think every South African has some form of PTSD because they're not used to having the lights on.
Yeah, I don't ignore that. Don't ignore the fact that we've been dragged down by load shedding, by Transnet, by general malaise within the economy. I love to go through results, you know, because it gives you that snapshot of what's happening down on the ground, and you can see it in the, you know, in company numbers and company results. They're quite open about stating what the issues are. And then look, then you've got like a Sasol, for example, you know, come out with numbers. This is a big business. It's always been a dominant force in our market, and that's structural. You know, they've got structural issues there. I don't think it's the market. Yes, oil prices are holding up. The rand's in their favor. Chemical prices, admittedly, globally have been under pressure. But I think there are a lot of structural issues as well. So we can't ignore that. A Pick and Pay as well, structural issue. You know, wherever we go. So it's a combination of those, both the underlying economy and also perhaps management that has, you know, also acted on our market.
It definitely is going to take a concerted effort to get things on the right track, and it makes it especially difficult as patriotic South Africans when you sit there and you have to be frustrated because things aren't moving at a quick enough pace. Let's leave it at that, Uncle David. Thanks as always for those insights and for the time. David Shapiro, Sasfin Wealth, joining me to reflect on the market movements throughout the day, as well as what might be playing itself out in the markets at the moment.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.